Time to talk some boys basketball. Another Coach's Corner interview here on AM 1450 KATE. We're talking Tiger boys hoops. Harrison Cates, first-year head coach of our Tigers. And Harrison, a good afternoon and a early Happy New Year to you.
Hey, early Happy New Year. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely. Now, Harrison, before we talk about the first win of the season, as your team is going to wrap up the St. Charles tournament coming up later on tonight, let's talk about Tuesday, December 21st. I know it was a few days ago, but we were watching scores. We're getting updates while we were broadcasting the girls' game against Rochester John Marshall. 66-58 loss to JM. Give us some quick thoughts on that one. Sounded like your team was with the Rockets the entire game.
Yeah, we started off pretty slow. We were down from the get-go, and it was tough for us to battle back. But that's kind of been the theme for us this year, is we start off really slow, and as the game progresses, we get a lot better during our games. I think it's just some nerves being young.
Yep.
But when we face those good teams like the Rochesters and Mankatos, we have to make sure we come off hot out of the gate, because if you come off slow and you're not ready to go, you're going to get down 20 quick. So.
Absolutely. 66-58 loss to John Marshall on the 21st, and then a nice break for the guys. And then last night, St. Charles Holiday Tournament, you guys taking on the host team, St. Charles. Give us a recap. 77-46, a 31-point win for our Tigers. Did you guys get off to a fast start last night?
No, last night was slow, too. At halftime, we were tied 29-29.
Oh, wow.
So it was nice for our guys to show up in the second half, and we outscored St. Charles 48-16 in the second half. And they came to play. The biggest thing for us in the second half yesterday was we finally executed some offense. We made some easy shots, and it worked well for us in the second half.
Now, Harrison, I got some notes from Tom Jones. A couple of questions. He was at the game last night. He wants me to ask you. Halftime adjustments. Were you pressing or not pressing in that first half?
We had a man-to-man full-court press.
Okay.
St. Charles didn't handle the ball very well, but they came out and they surprised us. Their guards handled the ball well. They were quick. We had a tough time keeping up, so we changed to a 2-2-1 full-court for a while and hung back into a 1-2-2, and that changed the speed of the game, and it helped us a lot in the second half.
It sounds like you guys might have had a height advantage inside against St. Charles. A lot of block shots last night, Jonesy said.
Yeah, I think St. Charles is one of the only games we'll have a height advantage. So we crashed the boards hard and hit the boards well. We also did have a lot of block shots. But I was trying to preach to our guys, you know, a block is sexy and they're fantastic, but staying on the court's even better. So staying out of foul trouble was a big thing. And luckily last night, just things went our way.
Now you said again it was 29-29 at halftime.
Yep.
So, and you mentioned, so you guys scored almost 50 points in that second half. Did you guys go inside a lot? Did you use that height and kind of pound it in the paint in the second half?
Yeah, we crashed the offensive boards hard. We also pushed the ball a little bit more, pushed the tempo a little bit, and forced the issue. But, we really pushed the ball inside. We had a 6'7 and a 6'5 guy, and they both played really well last night. So, our biggest thing right now is sharing the rock a little bit. We have a couple guys that want to do it all themselves, and making sure that we have all five guys involved is big, and that's what happened last night for us.
Harrison Cates again, head coach of the Umber Lee boys basketball team, recapping a 77-46 win against St. Charles last night. And I don't know if you have the box score in front of you, but run through some of my numbers of the top scorers if you have that handy.
Yeah, well, the cool thing for us, we played 14 kids last night, and all 14 kids got in the scorebook.
Nice.
So it definitely was a balanced effort, but our top few scorers, Paul Wall had 20 points, Josh Gwen had 18, and then Drew Teeter rounded us off with 9. So we had those two top scorers, and the rest of us were on 9, 7, 5, and having that well-rounded effort was big for us.
Now talk about Paul Wall's game, because I know he's led you guys in scoring the last couple of nights.
Yeah, he had a couple games off in the beginning of the year, but he really, really improved from last year to this year. He had a really good summer circuit with the AAU. He played for Minnesota White and out of Rochester, and he's been a dude. He's going and scoring almost 20 points a game right now, and he attacks the basket well. He shoots threes well. His big thing is just not forcing it. You know, we have four other guys that we have on our team, so if he can let the game come to him, he's going to be in a pretty good spot.
Now, the other half of this bracket, again, it's a 4-team tournament at St. Charles. La Crescent, Hoka, they beat Pine Island 54-50. Now, that was the first game of the night. Did you get a chance to watch that at all?
Yeah, our JV actually played before. So we were there and we watched the whole game, and they had a barn burner. I mean, it was a back and forth, and it was a game of runs the whole game. Pine Island actually was up by 8 in the second half, and the Crescent, you know, they battled back and they came out with a win. So playing them tonight's going to be a little bit different than last night. They're a good team, and Pine Island's good too. So tonight will be a battle.
It's got to be pretty cool for the team after an 0-4 start. Here you are, first win of the season, and now you're playing for a championship tonight at the St. Charles Tournament. Talk about La Crescent. Again, you mentioned you watched the game against Pine Island. What kind of scouting report do you have on them, and what do you guys got to do tonight to win that championship?
Yeah, La Crescent plays fast. They get the ball off the court, and they spread the wealth a little bit. They're also big. They're probably similar, if not a little taller than we are. But what they do well is they hit the rebounds hard, both on offense and defense. So we need to crash the boards, and if we win the rebounding battle, I think we'll be just fine.
Harrison Cates again, head coach, Yumberley boys basketball team. Again, they get La Crescent Hoka at 7:45 tonight at St. Charles in the championship of that holiday tournament. Harrison, thank you so much for the time, and good luck to your squad tonight, and we will talk to you next week. Our first broadcast of Yumberley boys basketball, we're going to be at Mankato West. Top 10 team in Mankato West coming up on Thursday. So, Harrison, we'll talk to you on the pregame show before that matchup.
All right. Thanks, Darren. Catch you later.